يلا نتعلم فلسطيني. This comes with a painful memory, Basil.
Yeah?
بدك تسمع؟
Do I want to hear?
بدك؟
Yeah, I want to hear.
Okay. One time, أنا أختي الصغيرة, we were in college, and we were gonna go to, I think, a party.
Mm-hmm.
If I can recall, either a party or a restaurant. But anyways, we were going to meet people. And really, it was the weekend. We were excited. So mm-hmm. I was trying to get my stuff, you know, and iron them. Because
mm-hmm.
I always ironed my stuff before, you know, even if they're ironed. I don't know. I was too picky.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think I'm not picky now. But anyways... So my sister put on her clothes and I was showering and stuff, and she thought she'll hurry up and stuff, and she ironed my all-time favorite blouse.
Mm.
And she burnt it.
Oh, I've done that before.
And it had on it like the impression of the iron, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The shape of the iron, including the dots that go in the steam. See, I told this, it's funny now. It was not funny then because I already, you know, with us girls, I chose the skirt, the blouse, the shoes, the earring, the this, the that. And then all of a sudden, ton, ton, ton.
Yeah, that's no good. The one I've done before is like the... You know how the ironing board has a cover with like flowers on it?
I can't see it.
I put so much heat on my shirt and I kept pressing it down that I screen printed the flowers onto my shirt, and I was walking around with the flowers
with the flower
on the back of my shirt.
You could have acted like this is a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it's a custom shirt.
Yeah, Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. They have flowers on the shirts.
That's what happened. Yeah, but yeah, you got to be careful with that. You know, actually, it's crazy because that's what we're going to be talking about today.
That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, not exactly the same, but a little bit different.
Close to it.
Yeah. So this one's called Beginner Lesson 47.
47?
Yes.
Whoa.
Does this make me look fat? And it's about two ladies that are at a fitting room or going to a fitting room at a store.
Yeah, so they're shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And okay.
So we're going to learn some new words here today.
Yes. Let's go shopping with them and come back.
Yes.
أول مرة. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة الإياس وجربيه.
أنا معك. بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
لا يا حبيبتي. أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
ماشي. خليني أجربه.
تاني مرة. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة الإياس وجربيه.
أنا معك. بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
لا يا حبيبتي. أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
ماشي. خليني أجربه.
تالت مرة. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة الإياس وجربيه.
أنا معك. بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
لا يا حبيبتي. أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
ماشي. خليني أجربه.
أوكي. Let's go. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة الإياس وجربي.
This dress is really nice. Go to the fitting room and try it on.
هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة الإياس وجربي.
This dress is really nice. Go to the fitting room and try it on.
هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة الإياس وجربي.
This dress is really nice. Go to the fitting room and try it on.
أنا معك. بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
I agree with you, but isn't it going to make me look fat? What do you think?
أنا معك بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
I agree, but isn't it going to make me look fat? What do you think?
أنا معك بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
I agree with you, but isn't it going to make me look fat? What do you think?
لا يا حبيبتي، أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
No girl, from my perspective, this style is going to make you look tall.
لا يا حبيبتي، أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
No girl, from my perspective, this style is actually going to make you look taller.
لا يا حبيبتي، أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل راح يطولك.
No girl, from my perspective, this style is going to make you look even taller.
ماشي، خليني أجربه.
Cool, let me try it on then.
ماشي، خليني أجربه.
Okay, let me try it on then.
ماشي، خليني أجربه.
Cool, let me try it on then.
هذا الفستان حلو كتير، روحي غرفة القياس وجربي. هذا
This
الفستان
Dress
حلو
Is good
كتير
Really, really
yeah, good Really pretty روحي
Go
ع غرفة القياس
To the fitting room
وجربي
And try it on
هذا
mm-hmm. هذا is this, like we've mentioned many times. And we're talking about الفستان, the dress. And the dress is a masculine word. So we use هذا. If it was a feminine word, we'd use هاي. So هذا. So هذا الفستان. This dress
حلو.
حلو is nice.
كتير.
كتير. So that turns it from nice, حلو, to حلو كتير.
Or
really
كتير
nice. Yeah. Or really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So read that whole part.
هذا الفستان حلو كتير.
This dress is really nice or really pretty. Okay.
Actually here, Basil, حلو كتير is interchangeable. So we can say, like I said in the first time, هذا الفستان حلو كتير. Mm-hmm. Or هذا الفستان كتير حلو.
Yeah.
You know, I like the second one.
Or you could even say, حلو كتير هذا الفستان.
Oh, yeah.
كتير
yeah.
حلو هذا الفستان.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put it in the beginning.
Yeah,
yes.
Like that's how flexible Arabic is. Yeah. It's not yes. even about the order of those words. It's just about saying the words. That's what gets the message across. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the order is important. Sometimes it's not. Here it's not.
Yeah, you can say it both ways.
Yeah, you can.
And you'll hear it both ways. So nothing wrong with that. Arabic is flexible.
Yeah. Okay. روحي.
Mm-hmm. Go.
And this is an order. Or mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they're speaking to a woman. So, روحي. Uh-huh. If you were saying it to me, how would you say it?
روح.
So, if you're speaking to a guy, روح.
روح.
If you're speaking to a lady, روحي.
روحي.
Mm-hmm.
ع
to
غرفة
the room
لقياس
of the fitting.
Mm-hmm.
So, روحي means go, mm-hmm. command form. Like I'm speaking to my dog, like go. Or mm-hmm. it's you're speaking to me, روح. Or if I'm speaking to روحي.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like saying, go.
على
على to the روحي على go to the
غرفة لقياس
غرفة means room غرفة لقياس so لقياس means fitting mm-hmm. like dressing room
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
غرفة النوم bedroom غرفة
القعدة
living room. Room right but غرفة لقياس means fitting room so mm-hmm. غرفة so room of the Fitting.
Trying.
And غرفة means just singular room.
Room.
غرفة means غرفة تبع.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. غرفة تبع ال yes.
yes.
But we're compressing it, so we get rid of that whole word and goes t. Adds that t sound at the end. غرفة ال yes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we said like bedroom. غرفة النوم. غرفة ال.
غرفة الأكل.
Yes.
غرفة الأكل يعني dining room. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So here we were supposed to say روحي على غرفة القياس. قلنا we said روحي على غرفة القياس.
Okay. So you could even shorten that part. على to the you could just go
instead of على
غرفة القياس.
Or روحي على غرفة القياس.
Yeah. Either okay. or they both work.
وجربي.
وجربي. So جرب means to try, to test. So, mm-hmm. And جربي, جربي, try it.
Mm-hmm. جرب mm-hmm. is to try.
Yeah.
For the for a, I would say to you, جرب.
جرب.
And you would say to me, جربي.
Oh.
Okay. Let me break it down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're saying here, جربي هذا الفستان.
Mm-hmm.
So. جربي هذا this so we get rid of the whole word هذا and we just say جربي
so how would you say it to a lady about a feminine object
جربيها
okay so we're speaking to a lady so it's جربي جربي try it جربيها would be for a feminine object
mm-hmm. okay أنا معك بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة أنتي شو رأيك؟ okay أنا معك
I'm with you
بس
but
مش
isn't
رح
it gonna
يخليني
make me
أبين
look
ناصحة
fat
انتي شو رأيك
what do you think mm-hmm. okay so let's start at the start of that one
okay these are two simple words but here they make an expression yeah. right انا means
me or I
I معك
with you
with you
speaking to a woman
yeah so but together انا معك
I'm with you or I agree with you
I agree with you yeah, I agree with your point of view exactly. basically that's what أنا معك
yeah I'm with means. You
I'm with you
yeah I'm with you I agree with you
I agree with
بس,
you
but
بس
بس
مش
mm-hmm.
راح يخليني
بس مش راح
mm-hmm.
but isn't it gonna
mm-hmm.
بس but مش isn't راح it gonna Like,
يخليني
make me
أبين
look
ناصحة
fat
أنا معك بس مش رح يخليني
بس مش رح but isn't it gonna يخليني make me
أبين
so أبين means to look like
or
you know,
appear
so,
like
to
or,
appear
uh-huh.
yeah mm-hmm. خليني أبين make me look you know خليني أبين
ناصحة
ناصحة ناصحة means fat isn't it gonna make me look fat
انتي
انتي
شو رأيك
so we've mentioned انتي means you speaking to a lady انتي
mm-hmm.
she's speaking directly to her you what do you think شو رأيك
so if I'm gonna say it to you I say انت شو رأيك so what you say to me
انتي شو رأيك
okay It's the same, but it's a little bit, there's an accent with the lady, like a soft accent. Okay? ماشي. خليني أجربه. لا يا حبيبتي. أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل راح يطولك. لا.
No.
يا حبيبتي.
Sis or girl or sister. You know, it's like endearing words between ladies.
أنا
I
شايفة
from my perspective
إنه
that
هذا
this
الموديل
this style
راح
is gonna
يطولك
elongate you or make you look taller. Okay, let's go through this one. لا حبيبتي how would you know this is another kind of expression so let means no habibti means my love mm-hmm. but if you're speaking to a girl but ladies kind of use it like girl sister it's the endearing one of the ways that girls talk to each other
yes
yeah let habibti
ana shayfe
I see. Ana I shayfe see. And what she, and this is actually an expression. Mm-hmm. Ana shayfe really means like from my perspective. It's almost like when we were mentioning
from my point of view, basically.
Yeah, it basically means like remember when we were teaching بالنسبة إلي, that mm-hmm. means from my opinion. Mm-hmm. Or الحقيقة, that also means from my perspective or my opinion. This is another way to say that same thing.
Yeah, point of view, mm-hmm. basically. Okay? إنه
that
هذا
this
الموديل
this style. So الموديل الموديل and like the word model in English, this style. And I think you were saying this word comes from French as well, right?
Model.
الموديل. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this style
راح
is gonna
يطولك.
يطولك means elongate
you, so or make you look tall.
Yeah, it's gonna mm-hmm. make you look, so it's a whole word that means elongate or to make mm-hmm. you look tall. هذا الموديل راح يطولك. This style is gonna make you look taller.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not what's gonna make you look fat. It's going to make you look taller.
Something came to me, Basim. Mm. Is it gonna make you what? What did you say? What's the word in English?
Taller.
Taller. Mm-hmm. Twil.
Yes.
You see the mm-hmm. where does that tall come from?
I don't know.
I say it's Arabic.
Maybe
because it's an older language. It might twil, be. Tall. My goodness, it's the same word. Mm. Okay, back to the thing. Mm-hmm. ماشي. خليني أجربه.
Okay.
ماشي.
Okay.
خليني أجربه.
Let me try it.
Okay.
So ماشي is a kind of an expression. It means actually like walking.
Walking.
But that means like the idea is like that idea is cool. That'll go. That'll go.
That'll go.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. That'll go. That's fine.
Okay.
Fine
okay. Then she
fine
says,
"Fine with me." Something like yeah. that.
خليني أجربه.
خليني. Let me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like earlier, we've mentioned in many other lessons. خلي means let. خليني. Let me. خليني.
أجربه. Mm-hmm.
So جرب means to try. So
أجربه. Me try it.
So
basically, you're saying أنا أجرب هذا الفستان.
خليني أجربه. Mm-hmm. خليني أجربه. Let me try it on. She's like, mm-hmm. ماشي. خليني أجربه. Come on. Cool. Let me try it on.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think it's a good time to listen to the whole thing 3 more times.
Right. And I have a couple of notes I want to talk about.
So okay. we're gonna listen to it and then we'll come back and hear our extra.
Hear what I have to say, right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our final thoughts.
Let's go. أول مرة. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة القياس وجربيه.
أنا معك، بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
لا يا حبيبتي، أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
ماشي، خليني أجربه.
تاني مرة. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة القياس وجربيه.
أنا معك، بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
لا يا حبيبتي، أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
ماشي، خليني أجربه.
ثالث مرة. هذا الفستان حلو كتير. روحي على غرفة القياس وجربيه.
أنا معك، بس مش رح يخليني أبين ناصحة. أنت شو رأيك؟
لا يا حبيبتي، أنا شايفة إنه هذا الموديل رح يطولك.
ماشي، خليني أجربه.
Okay, the word فستان.
Mm-hmm.
From my memory,
mm-hmm.
I recall that one time I read that it came from the Persian, فارسي كلمة. Mm. That word is فارسي.
I didn't know this.
That I recall from
Farsi. Yeah, in English, that's how they say it.
Uh-huh, Farsi.
The language of Iran, the language
Fustan.
Of
yeah.
Persia,
the Iran, Persia. Yes, Fustan. And that's probably why it's masculine. Because it's not original Arabic.
Very interesting. Is that common that sometimes words that are imported turn to masculine?
Sometimes.
You know, that's something very interesting. The same thing happens in the Portuguese language when mm-hmm. you there's some words
I have one word.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second. Let me just think of it, because I have a good one for it.
Problema is, it has A at the end.
Yeah.
But it is masculine. I think in Spanish it's also, because it's not original to the language. Is it also in Portuguese, problema?
It's so interesting, because the same thing happens, like you're saying, in Arabic, when a word gets imported, sometimes it turns into a masculine word in the Arabic language.
Even if it looks feminine.
Like a dress. You know, the same thing happens in Portuguese for some reason, like the word cinema, like the movie theater.
Cinema.
It ends with an A. You would think that, like many other words ending with an A, it would be... it would be a feminine word, but it's not. It's a masculine word. Just like other words like sistema, problema, poema. Other words, system, poem. You know, all these other words that end in E-M-A, they actually have a root in Greek. Lot of times.
Yeah,
and so
I think.
So since they imported it from Greece, from Greek, from the Greek language, they retain like the masculine... characteristic.
Property.
Yeah, isn't that so interesting?
Interesting,
yes. I don't know why, when people started doing that, when they get an import, they make it masculine. But
or maybe in the old, in the language they imported it from, it's masculine. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know. But the thing is, you said the thing about with Arabi, it's because I don't know if fustan
is... It just reminded you.
I don't know if fustan is masculine in Farsi.
Farsi, I don't know. Yeah, we have to check.
And it's an import.
Okay, that's one. Also, the another word we use, model.
Model.
Model is French, from French. Also, another word they use, moda. Model is what? Is style.
Style.
Moda is fashion.
Yeah, you're right.
So moda, maybe it's from Italian.
I think it's from
because
a Latin
la mode in French. La, so it would be Italian.
You think so?
Yeah, moda.
In Portuguese, but it's moda as well for fashion. So.
Yeah, I think it comes from Italian, because in French, la mode, mode. Okay. The very rarely things end in A or O. French, they like to kind of open it and keep it so they can put the words together.
So they can make a the sentence more complicated...
runs, yeah, it runs in each, you know, to one another. When they speak, you think they don't take a breath just because that's how the language goes. Anyways, so these are two words from other languages, but definitely moda is Italian. Also, a very simple yet complicated expression that you can use. Ana ma'ak or ana ma'ak. Let's say we're sitting somewhere and we're having coffee. Basil, here's coffee again. You don't like it. Anyways, we're sitting around and having coffee and some sweets or something. And people are discussing different things, maybe political, maybe weather. Maybe, you know, people discuss everything. And then somebody is trying to bring their point across, but their point across is a little different. So what they say is, "Ana ma'ak," I agree with you. I'm in total agreement with you, but... if you do this, this will happen.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, ana ma'ak is usually, it's not like
I'm following.
Ana ma'ak and stop. No, ana ma'ak, that means you are going to add some conditions into the agreement that you have just made.
I agree with you, but so that's, it's a way that you can make agreeing conditional.
Right, and that's how you make the conversation a little bit smoother than, oh, no, you know, you're wrong. You know how people sit and talk? No, this is how you keep it nice and smooth.
I think in Arabic, like a lot of other languages, there's a tendency where the people want to kind of keep the peace. They don't want to say no to you. They don't want to make you mad. They don't. So this is another way where they can do a soft refusal, you know.
Exactly.
So I think you have to notice, like, people are going, like, if you ask for something, someone's going to get it for, like, people are very friendly and nice.
Yes.
Like, even if you ask for something unreasonable, they're going to try to accommodate you. So you have to keep that in mind, that people have this kind of nature, and notice the ways that they feel comfortable enough to say no.
Exactly. There's a word that is very, very helpful.
Right.
Habibi or habibti.
Yeah, very helpful.
Habibi is, I say it to you, Basil, habibi, and you say, mama.
Habibti.
This word basically literally means my love, right? But it could mean my cutie little girly, you know, where you're talking to a little girl or little boy, or it's a term of endearment to somebody, like you are in a restaurant and you're trying to get something, you know, from the waiter, and say Habibi, so you can make him feel comfortable that you're not making him feel like he is just serving you. Mm-hmm. It's more like, would you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. You know, so this word is very, very helpful. But when you say it at the wrong time, it's dangerous. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Like we're walking and shopping and stuff, and a guy sees any girl, he never met her. He goes, Habibti, you are in trouble. The daddy is going to come, and the brother, and maybe her fiancé or her husband, and you're going to come home. No, you can go to the hospital before you go home. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just you have to be aware of how to use the language and when to use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There's something interesting. It just came to me.
Mm-hmm.
When learning a language, any language in the world, you need to know the culture
mm-hmm.
to understand where the speakers of that language mm-hmm. are coming from.
Yeah.
You see? If you, because learning a language is not just about you talking. No, no, no. You have to be partially involved in the culture to be able to speak the language the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go and try to speak a language and say, oh, I don't care about their culture, I just want to speak, you will not do a good job. You see what I'm saying? It depends what your goal is.
You have to adapt a little bit, you know.
A little bit.
No matter where you go. And some people, that's the thing, like, you know, you have to go there and you have to adapt closer to where they're at so they can understand you, you know.
Right.
In the same way where if I come to your culture, I'm expected to make some adaptation to where you're at, you know. I'm not saying I'm going to dispose of my entire personality and my mm-mm. identity and everything.
No.
But, you know, to show respect to someone's culture, you have to adapt to where they're at in a lot of ways.
Yes. Also, you know, people make the big language mistake. If you recall, you know, in school and stuff, and they say, okay, so what's your name? Okay, my name is Youssef. Okay, we're in French. You call Joseph. Okay, that's a big mistake because no matter what language you speak, your name is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand the language. It has nothing to do with you changing everything about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You just be attentive to the way they think so you can use the language the right way. That's all. That's all. You don't have to adapt. You don't have to do anything. It's just you have to understand enough of the culture so
mm-hmm.
you won't make mistakes like the one I told you, going in the market and calling a girl Habibti.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big no-no. Yeah, that's a big no-no. So
again, there's a context. There's a way to do it, but it's about having the correct social context, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important.
And that'll take you a long way.
And that's really what we mean by adapting. Just making an effort to understand people's culture just a little bit, you know? That will make you be respected and respect others a lot more
mm-hmm. when it comes and to will make you learn the language faster.
Mm-hmm.
Faster.
Yeah, people want to help people that they see are making an effort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're respectful of how they live and so on. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a given. Definitely. It's a given when you're learning a language. You have to be flexible.
Flexible.
Yeah, you can't live in your culture and say, I can't get out. No, you have to be flexible.
Definitely.
That's all. Alrighty, enjoy listening to this again and come back to us and let us know what you think.
Definitely.
We're always open to your ideas and so on.
Yeah, I think this was a great episode and you guys learned so much new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to listen to it again to make sure you didn't miss anything and join us on the next one where we'll learn more new words.
Mm-hmm.
And use a lot of old words too to make new sentences.
I want to bring up a point here.
Mm.
I think you told me it was suggested that we write
mm-hmm.
this dialogue in like Latin letters,
mm-hmm.
but in Arabic, you know, kind of phonetic, you mm-hmm. know. And I don't agree with that, simply because the integrity of the language will be compromised. Mm-hmm. Meaning, the language is written in certain letters, mm-hmm. and those letters are especially made for this language, mm-hmm. right? And so every sound, every accent, every vowel is expressed to the best in the native letters. Mm-hmm. When you go and put them in other letters, you are going to take the integrity out of the language. You're going to take the very important accents and sounds of it and just make it sound like a robot, mm-hmm. okay? And I disagree with doing that to a language. Mm-hmm. Now, if you hear it a certain word and you want to write it for yourself a certain way, that's fine because you only know these letters. But I, knowing both, I would not write that in Latin letters. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I tried to help you guys, but do you hear Mama's, the mandate that's coming from Mama? And I think it makes sense because, you know, with this language, it's not like it is just the same. And no language is the same as another language, but we really aren't using letters that are available in the English language. So the closest we could do, if we do transliterate it into like Latin phonetic writing, is, you know, only an approximation of what it really could ever be. So it's really... You know, it would...
It defeat would, the purpose.
It would hurt, mm-hmm. like what Mama said. I think it would hurt mm-hmm. the integrity of what we're doing mm-hmm. by trying to fit it within the confines of the English interpretation of what this is supposed to be. You know?
Having said that, mm-hmm. I would say this. If in any lesson there's a word or there's an expression that you couldn't catch, you couldn't grasp, tell us about it. And we will pronounce it as slowly as possible, you know, and kind of emphasize the letters so you can get a grasp of what the word sounds like. That's the best I can do.
Definitely. I think that's a great solution. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think it's time that you listen to this all over again. At least a few more times, just mm-hmm. so you can get, you know, it into your brain. And you join us on the next ones where we'll use a lot of old words and learn so many new words mm-hmm. to make even new sentences that you guys can use to express yourselves with other people in this language.
Yes, yes. And I enjoyed it. And I'm open to any suggestions, anything you want me to help you with. And Basil too, right? We are willing to help you. And as always, we wish you and bid you peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yay, yay, yay. Guys, you still here? Yabaye. You came along for this lesson. We've enjoyed having you. You can support us by donating on patreon.com/learnfalastini. And come follow us on Instagram @learnfalastini. Ahla wa sahla.